Quick, can we go back to the casino just for a minute so I can record? That's a joke. Okay, so I dropped my bag while I was biking out of the Excalibur, and the funny thing is that it broke the camera and it fixed the tape recorder, so go figure. Cote probably has something really intelligent to say about that. Here, let's turn it over to Cote. Cote is the president of Cote Industries and just general all-around guy. I think he's also Wayne Newton's back waxer, and I don't know how he got that job, but here we go.
Well, back waxing is a fine art, and I don't appreciate you making fun of me being a back waxer. It took me 5 years to train, and then 2 years for Wayne.
All right, enough of that.
He has a very particular back.
How do you feel about Lance Burton? I hear he's America's magician.
He's someone you'll never forget once you've seen him.
Have you ever seen Lance Burton?
I forget.
Yeah. Oh, look, there's some Macy's.
Now, you gotta help me figure out this highway situation here.
All right, so we've got our trip taken. We're heading north on Highway 93, I think.
We're on I-15.
We're on I-15.
On our way to 95.
On our way to 95. Yeah, I think that's going to take us straight to Mexico.
Or Reno, whichever comes first.
All right, there's this cool Keith song where the refrain is shoes and suits, Supreme Court. Now for an analysis by Michael Cose.
It doesn't make sense, but it's funny.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Is there anything else you'd like to say?
I think maybe it's about law enforcement officers trying to talk to Cool Keith. And what do they wear? Shoes and suits.
As opposed to...
Well, I think most people who would be talking to Cool Keith would not be wearing suits.
Well, that makes sense. I guess...
So he's maybe kind of like, you know, he's thinking about the agents or whoever they are. He's like, you know, they're the shoes and suits. Because they probably have fancy shoes, too, you know?
Could it be a reference to the Supreme Court? Like a derogatory way of talking about the Supreme Court?
Well, I think he might say shoes and dresses in that, because they wear gowns, right? Of the Supreme Court. Maybe he's, you know, involving the court in it as well, you know, the Supreme Court. And as is typical in, you know, songs like this, he's kind of exaggerating and using the largest thing possible. Instead of just, you know, 92nd Circuit Court, he's saying Supreme Court.
That's hyperbole, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, yeah, hyperbole. I think that person's on next.
Thank you. I'm Ira Glass. This is This American Life.
Shoes and suits!
What? You got a haircut.
I don't believe you!
Alright, Michael Cote. This is the Michael Cote Comedy Hour, take one. In this episode,
we look at you booty, and we paid for your videos, and we paid millions of dollars to have your song on the radio, and we just can't cut a check now.
Do you understand that you have a very big record on the radio? A lot of anorexic girls.
Hey, I need my pants changed now.
So far this trip, I've endured this for about 48 hours. I don't know how much longer I can take. It doesn't end.
Did you see that bear?
You guys keep your fucking
jobs. Keep those goats strapped
down! Yep. You're lying.
She's lying. Get a haircut.
And she's lying. My man over there, he's lying. You know what? You're building up a bunch of lies. You got 11 cars. I don't believe you. Use the
bad stuff. What's going on? Oh my god!
This is about 6 hours later.
I can't stand any more outside!
Oh don't know where I am.
They all tell me to kill Josh!
Everything's turning red.
If I listen to an otter one more time...
Blinking lights. What is this?
Oh, I can't take anymore.
Jesus Christ, Cote. It's all sticky.
Welcome to the Highland Pavilion. In the Hyatt Regency, you'll find many fine rooms and escapes for you and your clamshells.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen.
If you have clamshells, perhaps you'd like to come to the Hyatt Pavilion. Now,
yes.
Who wants clams?
Welcome to the Josh and Cote. This is NPR. We're with you every night from 6 until Cote stops screaming. We're going to hear Cote's insightful comments on the Israeli
side. Hello, Mr. Headlamp!
Yeah, there you go. And how about the Turkmenistan bombing?
I think that if they would just try to put butter on only one side of their bagel, then we could begin to process their orders again.
I think we can all take that to heart, can't we, folks?
I want to have more cheese in my pants.
Top gun.
Because, drag strip, I can't stand to be flying...
Wait.
What?
What?
What's wrong?
What do we do with the drag strip?
Drag strip?
Drag strip?
What's that?
I don't know.
What's going on?
There was a sign.
Say what?
It said drag strip.
Well, shit.
You think that meant drag in the drag sense, or drag in the, like, drag, like, drag your bottom along here in the sense? I'm just gonna eat my
Was cake. There a passing by automobile with a sign indicating that we had a strip dragon?
There was a little green sign on the side of the road.
Oh my god!
So far we've seen about 6 UFOs.
One of them captured Josh and gave him, well, the catheter probe.
Anal probe!
There's two types of aliens. There's the ones wanting this about as tall as we are, and there's the other ones which is about as big as a Tic Tac.
They told Cote it was from Uranus.
And so what they do is they put a pop up your butt, and they send the Tic Tac aliens up there to investigate the squishy residue.
Cote.
Well, see, my trick is to eat a lot of spicy food, because the Tic Tac aliens, they get up there, and shit, it's too hot for them. Because of on account of the spicy food. Because the Tic Tac aliens, they're used to more of a northern type of fare, which is, you know, less spicy. And so, if you put Tabasco sauce, you know, on your food or even up your butt, then the Tic Tac aliens, they'll avoid you. Because they'll know that your rectum is too hot for their Tic Tac selves.
Cote's really giving that Garrison Keillor a run for his money, isn't he, folks?
Welcome to Nevada, where the women...
Now, here's a little story about glory hole Nevada.
Hey, well, Bob, we're on the way to try to get Buford off of his roof. He climbed up there again.
Ah, I'm on the roof!
And, you know, he calls... The neighbors care about him, so they call 911.
I'm going to shoot you in the kneecaps.
It's never a good thing when you gotta go to Buford's. You know, sometimes...
Look at my genitals!
You know, sometimes you'll get a 911 to go to 7-Eleven, and you know, it's just a Melda's got some pie for you.
I got my nipples pierced.
You see, now, that's the kind of thing that Buford will... But what he does...
Check it out.
Oh, boy.
I did it with my pellet gun.
Okay. Oh, well, see, if...
So back to the Tic Tac aliens. If you see a Tic Tac, which you think is an alien, then you don't want to be eating it, because the Tic Tac aliens, they have poison in their blood. Which, if you press their little heads and you pop them, they come out to be about kind of orange. And, you know, they're kind of like pimples, but they're the size of a Tic Tac.
I still don't think it's a good idea to take Morgan to the ceiling.
Now, that was Al.
Oh, yeah.
We're going to dangle Morgan.
Dangle Morgan.
And I think that what we need to do first is find ourselves Buford.
because he knows about how to take care of those.
What do?
You see all those bugs?
I've been dangling people from ceilings for you.
That have been flattened against the windshield? Oh my god.
Are those bugs?
Those are the Tic Tac aliens. They want to explore my butt! Fuck!
Sorry, ma'am. Sorry. Sorry.
I couldn't help but press the horn tenderly, as if it were some sort of sexual organ on the automobile.
Now, what we're going to do here is we're going to...
Have you tried the powdered corn milk biscuit?
Could you please not interrupt me?
My gosh, they're fine.
Could you please not interrupt
me? I'm sorry.
I'm trying to talk here. I'm trying to make a point.
Okay.
Now, what I was saying is... Why is my seat going forward? Oh my god.
It's Tic Tac aliens.
Oh my...
Did you know that in 1842, there was a Spanish missionary what saw a Tic Tac alien? Now, on account of that, he was Catholic,
now,
you know, and in league with the devil.
The missionary position is the most Catholic of the positions.
Did you know that the Pope is a devil? He's a demon.
A demon of devil.
And, you know, 90% of Catholic priests are child molesters.
That's why he wears...
I told Buford if he keeps using them rosary beads, he gonna go crazy.
I'll shoot you in the nuts.
I was in Amarillo once, and I was gonna stay there. But after what I'd done with all the signs in town on account of putting a picture of my only testicle on them, well, you know, just trying to get to know the folk.
Bob, can you please not talk Jesus. About your testicles?
Do you smell that?
I'm sorry.
Jesus. That's some cow stuff. That's a pasture. Oh, my God.
Pasture road.
There's so many bugs that are flapping up against my windshield.
Those bugs? I wonder why they need a specific wildlife viewing area. Like, why you can't just view the wildlife?
Yeah.
Right here.
I can view the wildlife.
Callers, call in. Our number is 1-800.
Nutsack.
1-800-NOLS.
1-800-BUZZHOLE.
And remember, folks, next time you're in Las Vegas, the Knowles Casino Resort Amusement Park, there's something for the kids. We got hookers.
You know, you can't find that on the strip. Because usually they just, you know, they're trying to be classy.
Go gamble, get little Bobby a hooker.
Now, what I like to do is install myself at a blackjack or a baccarat table with a continuous stream of daiquiris. And I get myself someone to just constantly, you know, a hooker, to constantly be sucking on my joint. And I think that really helps my game out quite a lot.
But it does take quite a bit of marijuana.
Because if you are pleased with your baccarat performance, then you will find that if you win or lose, then it doesn't matter. Because...
Let me go!
Because... After all,
excuse me, I'm sorry, that was totally the Milky Way bar talk. You know, I've had three of these today. It's going directly. Going directly to my pants.
If you know, then you... The problem is that you gotta... You know, the King of France had this chair developed wherein upon, while he was eating, he could poop.
Where are we?
Oh, I think we're on 95. We're on 95. Sometimes, I think,
I wonder what would happen if I poured coffee on this thing.
Okay, don't do that. I might want to drink that coffee later, on account of it's coffee. And I found that the best way to remove stains is if you grind up fairies and mix them with a little bit of Lysol and apply the brakes liberally when approaching a car at high speed, which is going about 20 miles slower than you.
Wow.
And
It's these
people with the legs sticking out of the blue tarp.
These people passed us while we were watching the storm. No, we passed them.
No.
Or wait, we did pass them.
Yeah, and then we passed them again.
Then we stopped off to take a piss out by Lake Walker.
Now, I won about 50 cents on the slot.
Now, of all the places to take a piss in America, Lake Walker is one of the most beautiful. And in fact, we're going to have a little travel log out soon enough.
They do some Navy research there, I understand.
Top 100 places
in the United States. We sent David Sedaris to do a little piece on Lake Walker. But unfortunately, he ended up in Paris, and we didn't really want to hear any more about that shit.
This American Life, and I'm Ira Glass. Today in Act 1, And then a little later,
act two, what?
And then act three with Sarah Val, a short essay on
Sarah Val gets her face redone in a plastic surgery booth in Nevada, where you don't have to be licensed to do plastic surgery, and often the only thing they have is a pair of scissors and an old roll of masking tape.
We're going to be talking to a man named Buford.
I didn't expect to have such a bad plastic surgery job.
Buford is the mayor of Glory Hole, Nevada.
Well, I think he was at once the mayor, because after the incident with the BB guns and the testicles, they decided that he was not fit.
Now, you do remember, Phil, that November 11th is the 34th annual Buzzy's Beaver Bonanza.
Buford Beaver Bonanza.
And you know what that means, Phil, don't you?
Well, this is Nevada.
Yep, that's right. Beaver, as far as the eye can see, it's an amazing site, really.
Now, you know, the problem with the Canadians.
Now, you get free coffee, too, if you come. It's $10 at the door, but you do get all the free coffee you want. And you can bring the kids, you know, show them a little... I just dropped my candy bar. For Christ's
sake. For... It's the third time tonight! I'm out of this car right now. Pull over. Pull over!
I think we need some music to go along with our antics.
Anyway, I was talking about the Glory Hole, November 11th. Buzzy's Beaver Bonanza.
Oh, no. Oh, wait.
Alright, here's a little trip tip by Josh Knowles.
Oh, Jesus, that burp stuck.
You're gonna go on a trip that's gonna last 3 days. Bring more than one CD.
Why did I think of that? I just figured I didn't care. I've been on enough trips.
So here's my thought. I was gonna listen to whatever Cote wanted to listen to because I'm getting kind of tired of my own music.
But I like Cool Keith.
Now Cool Keith is cool, but
27 shots. You said you got your hair cut. I don't believe you. Shoes and shirts!
You said we were in...
Shoes and shirts! Supreme Court!
Dude. Don't touch my player.
Are we on the right road? I hope so. Is this the right road, Josh?
What you're hearing is the sound of two young men going wildly insane.
I see a sign up here whereupon we might find some information that we could perhaps... Oh.
St. Clair.
Oh.
Patron saint of television right here.
Now we got a long 45 miles. Did you know that before CDs, people used cassette tapes?
Was that?
I hope we're not off the beaten track.
There's another vape.
Uh-oh. A drainage ditch is not unlike my lower intestine at the moment, where I find many different mattresses for sale, and I want to save you money. Oh, here's Fall On.
Well, that's just about the end of our program. I hope you've learned a little something. Welcome to Fall On.
At this point, we're just pretty much going to scream for the next, you know, 8 hours, so you don't really need to hear that.
Yeah. All right, are you ready? Here we go. Wow. Is that 8 hours already?
My name is Lucas. I made all the Star Wars!
There's really not much else to...
That's another short bus. You can't
leave in daylight. It's nighttime.
We know!
You don't understand.
Because I have too much cheese slices.
When I get some Reno, dude, I play blackjack.
Blackjack. I was once hit by a blackjack in the mug.
Really, dude?
And I said, if you want to have my cheese slices, then I can
Tell me about cheese.
It's funny you have enough cheese in my pants.
What?
Because you're
owning the... You didn't tell me a cheese in your pants!
Flashing light, oh my god.
Those people
are crazy.
50 miles back, man, I wanted some cheese.
Oh, I think we're part of
it. You told me there was cheese in your pants, I would have just gotten it from there.
Well, we both have cheese in our pants.
Oh,
Jesus.
Ever since that one stop back in, you know.
If I had more cheese, I would put it in my ears, because that would be funny.
What?
There comes a point when you just can't hold anything in your body.
I found it.
Kote is going to show us how to vomit and sneeze at the same time. And the funny thing is, he's driving. He's not going to go off the road. He's in fact
going to...
Wait, not yet, dude. He's in fact going to pass another car
while
he's passing a stone.
Two passes for your price of one.
This is double on that.
So I tell Buford, well, if you want to impress old Sally, then what you got to do, Buford? First thing you do, Buford, is you clean up your act. You got to shave, Buford, because that beard being poppy long, this is not going to impress anyone. And every time that I come over, Buford, and I ask for a beverage, and you squeeze it out of your beard, now that's not going to impress ladies. Because ladies are dainty, and ladies are clean, and they're not going to be drinking no juice to come out of a beard. So, Buford, first thing you do is you get yourself a three-piece suit, and to make sure that it's green.
Mabel always likes my beard drippings.
Well, it's the married folk, but she understands that Buford wasn't married to Sally or whoever, whatever it was.
Now, but I don't want anything to do with that slut, Sally.
Now, how it started, though, is Buford was walking underneath...
Did you know that I'm going to be voting for Buzzy Buzzcock?
You mean Mr. Buzzhole?
That's your Buzzhole.
I've cut the Buzzhole
before.
He's going to
be the county commissioner. You know he served in Vietnam. We up there in that Hamburger Hill. That's right. He lost.
Oh, you mean that new restaurant that Buzzhole's opening out there on the hill?
He had three legs, and he lost two of them.
It's like in that movie, The Total Recall, with the lady with the three breasts.
Congressional Medal of Honor.
Did you see that the lady with the three breasts got shot?
What?
Now, that, you know, you can't be a lady in a movie with three breasts without dying.
What?
Now, why don't the feminists get angry about that?
Discrimination.
That's three breast discrimination.
I mean, I got three breasts.
That's three breast nation.
I don't want to be shot.
Mabel's got three breasts.
I mean, I'm normal, but I'm not going to go, you know, putting down people with the three breasts.
Hey, Larry, my dog got three breasts.
So I said, Buford, I know that you told me about how you met her looking under the bleachers for spare changes you're at to do. And you looked up and found that she didn't have the underpants on.
She wasn't under the bleachers looking for spare changes.
No, Buford was.
Oh, Buford.
Okay.
Wait, that's me.
No, Buford from the country.
Oh, you mean Buford Buzzhole. Well, Buzzy's brother.
You know, the Buzzhole Clan.
Yeah.
What drive around in 76 darts.
They are crazy.
They only drive them AMC cars. What, on the county they got a junkyard?
They're always out there skeet shooting at 3 o'clock in the morning.
Now, what they do is they get a bunch of tall boys.
It wakes up my goats, Larry. My goats.
So I said, Buford, you know, she don't have no underpants on nasty woman.
Last time, he damn near shot the cigar out of Edward G. Robinson's mouth.
Yeah, that's true.
and Edward, that poor dog needs his.
Now, have you noticed that when Buford's with Sally and he has to pay for something, he reaches underneath her dress?
Oh, talking about me again.
No, this is Buford Buzzhole.
Buford Buzzhole.
Okay.
What's my last name again? I forget. It's Buford Bonecock, I think. That's right.
Buford Bonecock?
Buford Bonecock.
No, you can tell it to all the college girls and be like, I got a special bone.
No, I don't.
You want to take a hit off that?
I don't. Buzz cock, my bum cock.
No, Buzzhole.
What am I talking about?
So I said, now, Buford Buzzhole,
yeah,
this is.
Okay.
What you do is, You get yourself a cake.
A cake.
Okay, and right. You're going to hollow it out.
Going to hollow it out.
And you know how them gopher guts that Buford collects?
Gopher guts? Wait,
what, mean, from the road? No, the Buzzhole Buford.
I tell you what, my brain, it's going.
Buzz Brain, that's you. Larry. Birds for brains.
What's your last name again?
I think my name was I don't know. Larry Long John.
Oh, wait, Larry Gumpy Nuts.
Gumpy Nuts, that's right.
Larry Gumpy Nuts.
Because I always like to say, I got some...
He's of the Gumpy Nuts family.
I got some tasty nuts that y'all might want to try to snack on.
They're from Utah, and that explains the accent.
Yeah, they don't...
Cultural know. Difference.
Frankly, I'm a little concerned about Buford. Buzzhole. Okay, well, back to the story about the pie. I mean, the cake.
The cake. All right. You got your cake full of beaver bungholes? What?
No, that was the beaver.
All this talk of buzzing and bunging, I'm absolutely confused,
now,
Larry.
Okay, wait. It's in New County.
Wait.
Okay.
Wait, there's...
We are at 4,004 feet, ladies and gentlemen.
It's the lack of oxygen, which would explain this current situation.
Now, what my main problem with our current arrangements is that it's dark.
Wait, our current arrangement, Larry?
No, I mean the automobile.
Okay, good. Because Mabel was just getting used to it.
I can... Oh, Jesus. I've lost the will to live.
You know, she got her nipple pierced.
I heard that when a woman is pregnant and she lactates, that's really your best bet.
I thought that when a woman got her nipple pierced, that the milk would just leak right out.
Now, they have an operation down there in Houston.
Do they cauterize it?
Whereupon you can get your mammary tubes tied.
Mammary tubes tied?
And what that does for you is, after you have a piercing and you're tired of it leaking out onto your blasses, that you got a bells.
Wait, blastic pickles?
No, those are...
They're really crunchy and good.
Shoes and suits?
And wait, I don't want to talk about shoes and suits, dude. That was a California word.
Dude, what are you, some kind of cowboy?
Look at all these mountains.
Ooh, Jersey Lane.
Jersey? You took a right, didn't you? I told you to take a left back there.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're recycling jokes now. And I think that means we need to start screaming! On the horizon, I think we see Reno. At least we see some lights.
I don't know,
it's some city. What do you think? Reno? Are there any other cities before we get to Reno? I've got the triptych. But we don't have any light.
Some light. Alright. So it looks like we're probably looking at Wadsworth, actually.
What?
Wadsworth? Sure got her wads for
me. I had a good wad, and I gave it to her every night for 5 years.
Now, Larry.
Excepting on the Lord's Day every Christmas, because it was on the kind of the
I always forget which day the Lord's Day is. Is the Lord's Day Tuesday? Because you get the discount over there at the safety market.
Yeah.
Turn that light off, you asshole.
If the Lord wanted us to pay full price, he wouldn't have given us a price. That's where Reverend Glory Hole always sit.
Good old Reverend Glory Hole. Well, he'll be missed. He will be missed.
He'll be missed kind of like when you have prostate cancer and they chop off your nuts.
I don't know if I can take this any longer.
Okay.
I'm truck crossing.
Fuck!
What does that mean? So are we really entering Gloria Wadsworth? Alright, it's 1:30 on a Tuesday. We're near Canyon Way, California. And we've just run out of time. Kote is about to drive off the road.